Hey, this is Reno Lovison, executive producer at ChicagoBroadcastingNetwork.com, and I am here at the Museum of Science and Industry for the press opening of the new James Bond 007 exhibit starting in March. And I'm very happy that I've run into Tom Pizzotto of Spy Movie Navigator here, and I figured he knows more about this stuff than I do, so I'm going to let Tom tell you a little bit about what you might experience when you come down here to the Museum of Science and Industry.
All right, Reno, great to see you again. And this is a wonderful exhibit. You know, as a James Bond fan like I am, SpyMovieNavigator.com, we have to be. They've got not just the cars. We've been and seen a lot of the cars, but they've got a lot of other things that were used in special effects and stories behind them and the science behind some of the different effects that we've seen in these movies and really liked. And it's really interesting when you look at, that's what that thing really looks like. You know, something as simple as the cello case, right, from The Living Daylights. They've got that here, and it's really, really neat. It's one of my favorite gadgets. But there's also these interactive displays, so there's these touch screens, and they're set up the size for the kids to be able to come in and put on different disguises and try to do cryptography and, you know, understand what it means to be a spy. And so that's one of the things I really like about this exhibit. They've got it broken into two different rooms here at the museum, and each of them has a slightly different feel, but you get to see, if you're a big Bond fan and you love the cars, they've got the cars. They've got, and one exhibit that I really like is out in the hallway where they've got airplanes and they've got the big steam engine locomotive out there. And they've got a couple of Bond cars, or a couple of Bond vehicles there, which is really cool because it's like, here's this modern looking thing against a steam engine. And that's where Bond has taken us. We look at things we expect it to be modern for the time when it was shot. And this exhibit is all about showing us what that stuff looks like, what it looked like then, and what it looks like now. And there was things that were in the Bond movies that ended up being real life spy devices later used by the CIA. So very, very cool stuff here at the exhibit.
So Tom, when you first walk into the exhibit, let's see, the first room we walk into is all of Bond's nemesis are displayed there, all of the evil characters that the various Bond films have encountered. Who's your favorite, and what can you tell us about some of those characters?
Who's my favorite villain? My favorite villain is probably Sanchez from License to Kill, only because he seems to be the most real. You know, a lot of the other characters don't quite feel as real. They're a little, you know, something wrong with them or whatever. And Franz Sanchez is just this dude who wants to take over the drug world. It's kind of like Elliot Carver, right? It's, here I am, I want to do the news, and I'm going to be nefarious about how I do them. But with Sanchez, he's not really trying to be nefarious about it. He's just a drug dealer, and he wants to rule the drug world, which is where it gets really, really neat. So I think, you know, I'd say Sanchez is probably my favorite of the Bond villains.
And there are a number of vehicles here, so what are some of the vehicles that people will see, and what movies are they associated with, and then which one's your favorite?
Yeah, there's actually some from a bunch of different movies. One vehicle that I really love here is from my least favorite Bond movie, but I love the vehicle, and that's the Green Jaguar that Zhao drives on the ice. And we actually got to see that at the Ian Fleming Foundation. They actually donated that here for the exhibit. It's green. It's just a beautiful, beautiful car. You have to love the DB5. I don't remember which movie the one they have here is from, because they've all modeled them after the same things. I think there's a DB10 here that's another really nice vehicle here. But then they also have things like the water sleds, the underwater sleds from Thunderbolt. So it's not a car, but it's a different type of a transportation device. They've got some motorcycles here. I'm not as big on the motorcycles, but I really love looking at some of these other vehicles, especially things like the water sled, which is a different, it's not what you think of as how am I going to get from point A to point B. And they use them in the movies. I mean, that's the cool part. These are the vehicles that they actually used in the movies. And they've got a couple of the cars here are beat up because during the filming, the car gets beat up. And so they've got them here. And it's like, you just did that to that expensive a car. And you know how many cars they go through in the making of these movies. When you see something beat up like that, it really hits home as to, wow, that's a big investment.
And of course, we're here at the Museum of Science and Industry, and as I think the curator pointed out, and some of the people here, they've really focused on gadgetry. So again, kind of the same question, what's some of the gadgetry that people will see when they come to this exhibit that's particularly interesting? And as always, what's your favorite gadget?
Okay, I think I said the cello case is one of my favorite gadgets because it's a real world thing that they improvised on the spot to make a gadget in the movie. Now, we talked to Chris Corbold about this, and he talked about some of the things they had to do with the case to make it usable as a sled. And so it was really cool to see that device. Now, right behind us here is the arm reader that Daniel Craig sticks his arm in, and I think it's Casino Royale, right? And in this one, they put in a chip, and then it read the chip. There's also a smart blood thing here, and I'm actually thinking that's what this one is. No, it's this is the smart blood one, right? Which is something that they used in Spectre, right? And so it's just all these different gadgets. You look at it, you have no idea what that thing's gonna do. They tell you it's detecting the smart blood, right? So they're telling you what it is, but a lot of this stuff is just plastic and metal shaped to something that doesn't really do anything behind the scenes, but that's the beauty of movie magic. Can we design a device that will make you believe it is what it is? And the CIA does that too in real life. And again, they've got some of this stuff here, like a shoe dagger type of a thing. And you think about in From Russia with Love, the shoe dagger in From Russia with Love. Well, here they've got one that the CIA used that was a shoe dagger. So it's really cool to see the juxtaposition between what happens in the movies and what happens in real life.
And now, speaking of daggers, let's look at this interesting looking belt that I believe was worn by Halle Berry in one of the movies.
Yes.
Which movie was that?
She was in Die Another Day. Yeah. And the piton, there's also a piton belt in that shot from GoldenEye. And so these are the devices that you use. You shoot them into rocks to have them lodge in or into a building or something to allow you to be able to climb up and down on something. Now, this device here to the left, the rebreather device, right, originally was in Thunderbolt. And they brought it back in Die Another Day. And what I love about that device is that when they used it in Thunderball, the U.S. military contacted Eon Productions and said, hey, how long can somebody live underwater, breathe underwater with that device? Because they'd never seen anything like it. And the response back was, as long as they can hold their breath. It was just a movie prop. But that's the beautiful thing about movie props, is you look at that and it's like, yeah, if I was going to design something like that, that kind of is what it would look like. And then they make you believe it worked in the movie, which is really, really cool about these devices.
Okay, so
just any final thoughts you have about the exhibit itself and how people who are either James Bond fans might enjoy coming down here, or even if you're not a Bond fan, what might you get out of this exhibit and visiting this exhibit?
Well, for me, an exhibit like this is all about movie magic and getting a little behind the scenes, seeing how the sausage is made. So if you're somebody who wants to say, how did they do that? Or what did that really look like? When you don't have all the cameras and the lighting and all of that stuff, what does that thing really look like? Even if you're not a Bond fan, it's really interesting stuff. Now, there are some people out there who will say, I don't want to know how the sausage is made. Well, you want to know how the sausage is made when you come to this thing. Also, it's a great place to bring kids. They may never have seen a Bond movie, but it talks to them about espionage. It talks about how counterintelligence works. It talks about how gadgetry works. And with the interactive displays they've got for us to use here, it's just a great place to bring a family and talk about the different spy movies. If you want to introduce your kid to James Bond, you haven't done that yet, watch your first movie and then come here and then open up the world of Bond to that newbie, so they can understand how this stuff works.
Thanks, Tom. That was really great. We were just talking to Tom Pizzotto of Spy Movie Navigator. You can check out their podcast at spymovienavigator.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Again, we're here at the Museum of Science and Industry at the 007 exhibit. And as Tom said, this is a great place to bring kids for a number of reasons. But come here and check out the 007 exhibit, and then, of course, walk around the museum and enjoy everything else the museum has to offer. There's parking in the building. And just take a ride down Lakeshore Drive and enjoy a trip into the world of espionage and into the world of science. This is Reno Levison, executive producer at ChicagoBroadcastingNetwork.com. And as always, if you need video or audio production for your business or organization, check out RenoWeb.net.